Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Stuart Rosenthal joins me for the Beacon Bits. After last week's show, we had a pretty interesting response.
If you have not read
this month's Beacon, Stuart has a very interesting letter from the publisher in this month's Beacon. Read about it. It's fascinating and a very heartfelt, very, very heartfelt letter. We're coming up on tax season.
Yes.
So there are scams out there these days, and you chose to write about one in this month's issue. Tell us about
that. Yeah, actually, it's this time of the year they tend to proliferate, and what they often are, and in fact, this is very interesting. While my editor was editing this article for the paper, she received an email that was a tax scam.
Oh, really?
Personally, yes. Right. At the time she was editing it. So it's all over the place. They are email phishing with PH phishing,
yes,
where they are trying to make you think they're with the IRS, that you owe money, that you have to pay right away, that they need to have a credit card or a gift card or something to pay your taxes or you'll go to jail or whatever. They scare people tremendously, and especially older people that they focus on a lot. They just impersonate the IRS, and they sound like they're very officious, and people get nervous. They also can just call and ask, you know, for your usernames or passcodes or whatever, your bank information, claiming to be from the IRS. You want to deposit your refund or whatever. So they can be both on the mean side, you owe us money, or on the we're trying to give you money side. But either way, they're just trying to scam you.
And let me just jump on that and say, you might get a call from the IRS person, the person who's impersonating the IRS, saying, Mr. Johnson, we just want to congratulate you. You do have a $957 return on your refund, on your taxes. But for some reason, we're having trouble getting it to you.
Right.
So we would like to offer you a free service today. We can transfer the money directly to you if you'd like or wire it into your bank account.
Right.
Which would you prefer?
Right.
Sounds like the nicest offer in the world.
Yeah.
No cost? No cost. Mm-hmm. We'll be happy to. Okay, we just need a little bit of information.
Right, give us.
And then, you know what? And then your
identity's gone.
Your identity's
been stolen.
Gone.
Right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Be careful.
So just keep in mind, the IRS never, ever contacts people by email. If you get an email saying it's from the IRS or even a phone call from the IRS, it's not the way they communicate. It's only by letter. It's the only way they communicate.
IRS only communicates by letter.
That's right.
The only way.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So keep that in mind. And if anybody asks you for credit card or prepaid card or bank information over the phone or email or social media, ignore it. It's most likely a scam. It's not the way things are done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think there might be some legitimacy to it, just hang up and call the bank or the IRS or whoever it is that claims they called you and say, is this a legitimate call? But you really shouldn't fall for it. Too many people do.
Anything else in money?
Very interesting story, I think, about so many older adults are finding themselves late in life in long-term care facilities. They're very expensive.
Yes.
Staying in a nursing home in this area can be $120,000 to $150,000 a year. So even if you have a good bit of life savings, you're likely to run through it if you're there for any length of time. So how do the nursing homes get their money? Two ways. One is, hopefully, as someone starts running out of money, they will apply for Medicaid, and the government will take over their nursing home costs. They won't be kicked out. They'll be the nursing home, once they've had you in there for a while, usually will let you stay and could transfer you onto Medicaid. Not all do, but most do, or they'll find you a place where you can go.
Stuart, are you saying that Medicaid would pay for possibly $8,000 or $10,000 a month?
They pay a special rate that they negotiate with the nursing homes.
I see.
It's not as high. The nursing homes would rather have the retail rate from you, but they will accept, most of them will accept a certain number of beds at least with Medicaid. But the problem is, if you haven't done it, sometimes the nursing homes try to get the money from the adult children or from the family.
Okay.
And they can legally do that in some places where the law says that children are obligated to take care of their parents' debts. Now, Maryland has such a law, but it excludes it in terms of long-term care unless you have voluntarily agreed to pay the parent's debt. And the way that can happen is very subtly. When you admit your parent, they may ask you to sign a form saying that, built into the text, it'll say, I will assume responsibility for my parents' debts on this nursing home.
And you're sitting there with mom and dad, and what are you going to say? No, I'm not going to take care of
you. You don't have to sign that.
Federal
law protects you. You don't have to sign that to get your parent into the nursing home.
Which isn't to say that you wouldn't help them out, but you don't want to be in an obligatory position to have to pay.
Because it could go on up to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Exactly. Fascinating. Always interesting to have you on the show. The Beacon Newspaper, pick up your free copy or go to thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
Hey, you might not be able to fix everything in your house before you get it ready to sell. But if you're selling, there are 6 turnoffs that you should avoid. 56% of people say they're turned off by an odor. Later in the show, Bioactive will be with me. This is Rob Nivens. He's with Bioactive, which is a company that neutralizes smoke and pet odors in your home. So he'll bring a great solution to your problem if you face that. Recognize that cooking odors sometimes are a turnoff, and You got to remember that a buyer walking through your home wants to feel as if they could live there. And if they're inhibited either by your stuff being too much of it or the smell, it can offend. It can cause someone to become distracted from the home that you want to sell. 14% are not flattered by the over-the-top decor. So if you've got a home and you've gone to the nines, and I mean to the nines in terms of decorating, I was in a home that I sold, I guess it was maybe a little over a year ago now, and the property had, it had mirrors everywhere, and it had chandeliers that were made of chrome, and it had chrome on the cabinetry, and it had gray and mauve, very 1980s in its style. And those of you who are listening, I'm not offended by this. I'm just explaining when everything, the decorating, all the pictures and so on are pegged into a specific decor that's sort of over the top in a very particular genre, you can actually turn buyers away who say, I couldn't see past it. So having me or my team come in to advise you or my stager to come through and tell you what are the things that will make you money when it comes time to sell, it's a good idea. If you're still some months or a couple years off, don't be hesitant to call us. For those listening and want to call us, 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. So 70% of home buyers are put off by damp patches, stained walls, and ceilings. I was in a home in Bethesda last week, and as I walked into the family room, there were damp patches, or what appeared to have been damp patches, though apparently whatever was the issue was resolved sometime in the past. Now, it's really cheap when something's already been fixed to come in and just sand it, paint it, spackle it if it needs it, sand it again, and then paint it again. You can get rid of the perception that there's a bigger problem, right? You don't want someone walking through your home thinking, there's more problems here than I want to deal with. Okay, so paint goes a long way. You know, I tell you, it's a 2-for-1. Put a dollar into paint, you'll get $2 back all day long. I have a new property that in Northwest D.C. It's a row house that we're going to put roughly $27,000 to $28,000 into the property to replace the kitchen, to update the vanities, the light fixtures, repaint the interior spaces, put in some new carpet, new floor in the kitchen, and clean up the yard, bring some trash out, and that kind of thing. This will produce a $60,000 to $80,000 return. So almost 30 in to get 60 to 80 more. Good investment, all right? So what about 25%? 25% of buyers, they find a bathroom unappealing because it's outdated. You know, it was done in 1982 in bright brass, and everything in that bathroom is complete brass, which isn't popular right now. And it also has a specific age to it. 25% of buyers are turned off. Why? Now, that's kind of lower than some of the others because 75% of people say, I can fix that. I can change that. I'll go to the Home Depot. I'll buy my brushed nickel or my oil rub bronze fixtures, and we'll change it out. 15% are disappointed with a cluttered room. Now, you've heard me chat about clutter and the importance of decluttering. And this is a 10-for-1 return, meaning if you put a dollar into decluttering, you know, basically going out and buying some big black trash bags and then taking the time to fill those bags or four more boxes on top of that, like stuff for you, stuff for the family, stuff to sell, and stuff to give away, and then you have the trash, so a total of five different bags. You can bring those room by room with you through the property to declutter and open up the space. I go through a great program in my right-sizing guide on how to get rid of stuff, how to keep the memories alive but let go of the item, important, how to decide, do you love it, do you need it, do you use it, so much more. Download that at ericstewartgroup.com under the resources section. It's called the right-sizing guide. It's 45 pages, very useful, taking my 10 years in the senior living space, working with those who are moving to apartments, condos, aging in place even, or otherwise. You'll find a lot of help there. So those are six turnoffs that you should avoid. And, you know, it's all about getting you the most money and making the process easier. Some of you are just starting to think about making a change in your life after many, many years in your home. You're looking for opportunities. Dave DeClark, from Vincent Hall Retirement Community. This is a military retirement community in McLean, Virginia, that they have a fantastic new development. They've got the Arleigh Burke assisted living there as well, and so much to offer. I'll speak there on the 21st of February, 2 p.m. Dave DeClark will give us the details right after our break and tell you how you can RSVP. I'm Eric Seward. I'll be right back with more in just a moment.